I'm Brian Moline. United Airlines announced this week that they're returning to Champaign-Urbana's Willard Airport with three daily flights to and from Chicago. That's good news for an airport that's only had major airline service from American Airlines to Chicago and Dallas for the past 5 years. Seth Kaplan covers the airline industry as managing partner of Airline Weekly. I spoke with Kaplan about the impact of United returning to Champaign-Urbana.
Well, it's very helpful. You know, going from one to two airlines is a big deal. Obviously, a bigger deal than going from, you know, six to seven airlines, let's say, for a big market. You go from not having competition to having competition. You know, it's never going to be a place where airfares are very low, but certainly consumers in any environment want choice, and now they'll have choice there.
And, yeah, I guess, have there been some comparable markets where you've seen a market go from one to two? And what kind of an impact can that have on fares here?
Well, more often than not, it goes the other direction. You know, we've seen a lot of markets go from three to two or from two to one because of all the mergers over the past decade. And the impact when that happens is unhelpful. So, you know, you just kind of flip it around and say, okay, well, here's a market that's now becoming more competitive again. The smart money is on airfares dropping somewhat. Now, look, they're not out to kill each other. This is just United basically saying, hey, there's an opportunity there. There's a fair amount of traffic that American has all to itself, and we want to compete for that. And, you know, to be clear, this, of course, is not really about flights to Chicago. It's about getting people onto United's network. Most people, if they're going to go from Champaign to Chicago, they're going to drive up 55 or 57 in a car. But if they're going to Beijing or Tokyo or London, they're going to fly. And right now, if they're going to fly from the local airport, they're flying American, and United wants to be able to compete for that business to offer those people its global network of flights. United has a great global network as flights to all over the world, but it realized that it didn't really have the proper short-haul network to feed that global network, and it's trying to fix that by putting flights back into a lot of places like Champaign-Urbana and a lot of other cities where it hasn't served in recent years.
So this is, you're seeing it as part of a larger trend for United, not just a one-off for them, but they're really trying to maybe get back into some of these regional markets.
Yeah, this announcement that they're going into Champaign-Urbana was part of a broader announcement by United that they're going to go back into a lot of smaller markets. And it's great news for those markets because really the long-term trend has not been a good one for smaller airports. They've kind of seen things going the other way, but United, which has a new president who came from American, no coincidence there, has said, you know what? Yeah, we built up this great global network, but we need to be able to fill those flights, and you can't fill them all with what airlines call local traffic. That means, you know, people flying only from Chicago to London or Tokyo. You know, the point of an airline network is to be able to connect people from all kinds of places onto those longer haul flights. And this is kind of a symptom of the fact that now airlines are no longer just kind of struggling to get through the day like they were a decade ago. United at one point was in bankruptcy. American was in bankruptcy. Most of the major airlines at one point or another were in bankruptcy. And, during those tough days, they really couldn't make the investments and say, hey, you know what, we're going to start up this flight and it might take some time, but it's going to develop. They really couldn't do those kinds of things. A lot of the things that seem to just be going inexorably in a bad direction from the perspective of consumers and from small communities have reversed in some way. Doesn't mean things are going to go back to the way they were 20 years ago in a lot of regards, but it doesn't seem to be anymore just sort of this race to the bottom. Airlines in lots of ways are doing some of the things again that they used to do, and this is one of them, putting flights back into a smaller airport.
Seth Kaplan is managing partner of Airline Weekly, a publication that covers the airline industry. You can find his work online at airlineweekly.com. Champaign-Urbana is one of 15 new domestic markets announced by United Airlines last week. United already serves Peoria and Springfield in downstate Illinois.